From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is asking the military to beef up security at recruiting stations, reserve centers, and other Defense Department installations outside established military bases. The request comes after five service members were killed at off-base military sites in Chattanooga, Tennessee. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Secretary Carter wants the military services to come back in the next 3 weeks with ideas on how to improve security at thousands of defense facilities around the country. They're located outside bases in places like strip malls, government buildings, or colleges. Carter said in a memo he wants action plans that could include arming qualified Defense Department employees, upgrading physical security, and creating a mass warning notification system. The effort comes 2 weeks after a man burst into a recruiting station and then a Navy support center in Chattanooga and opened fire. Four Marines and a sailor were killed. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Lafayette, Louisiana, have released a video that shows the man who opened fire inside a movie theater entering the building. It shows the gunman, 59-year-old John Russell Hauser, buying a ticket for the movie Trainwreck. Authorities today also released harrowing 911 calls from the scene of the shooting. 20 minutes into the movie, Hauser opened fire, killing two people and wounding nine others. He later turned the gun on himself as police were closing in. Still not clear what prompted Hauser to open fire inside the theater. Authorities say Hauser was able to legally purchase the gun he used in the shooting. Atlanta investigators are trying to find out who placed four Confederate battle flags on the grounds of a historic black church. The groundskeeper found the flags this morning across the street from the tomb of Martin Luther King Jr. Remember station WABE in Atlanta, Lisa Hagan has more.
Atlanta police say they're reviewing church security footage of two white male suspects seen placing the flags on the ground outside the new Ebenezer Baptist Church. The area is thought of as the cradle of the Atlanta civil rights movement. Pastor Raphael Warnock leads the Ebenezer congregation.
To place Confederate flags on the campus of Ebenezer Baptist Church after this horrific act in Charleston, in the wake of all that's happening in our country, whatever the message was, it was clearly not about heritage, it was about hate.
The church is reviewing security protocol and urging vigilance, but Warnock said the community there refuses to be intimidated. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Hagan in Atlanta.
After a harsh winter, the economy appears to have picked up steam in the second quarter of this year. The Commerce Department reporting today the gross domestic product expanded at a 2.3% annual rate. GDP measures the total value of all goods and services within U.S. borders. Government also revised upwards its first quarter numbers, which initially showed a decline. A mixed close on Wall Street today with stocks largely treading water. The Dow was down 5 points at 17,745. The Nasdaq rose 17 points today. You're listening to NPR. The FBI says it is trying to woo more computer scientists to its cybersecurity program, though the agency admits that one major impediment is attracting the talent it needs in terms of dollars it can pay. The agency says as of January, it's hired just 52 of the 132 computer scientists it was authorized to employ under the Justice Department's Next Generation Cyber Initiative. Cybersecurity is one of the Justice Department's main priorities amid a slew of damaging cyber attacks launched against U.S. companies. Officials believe part of a plane wing found on the beach of a French island off the coast of East Africa could be from a Malaysian Airlines flight that disappeared last year. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the wing and part of a suitcase that washed up on the beach will be transported to France.
Officials say the wing part, known as a flaperon, is from a Boeing 777, like the missing Malaysia Airlines plane. It was found on a beach in La Réunion, a French island just east of Madagascar. The wing part is covered with shells and barnacles, and officials say they'll be able to analyze the mollusks to see how long they've been attached. Officials don't know if a ripped partial suitcase that also washed up on the beach is connected to the wing. Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 went missing on March 8, 2014, and after an extensive search which turned up nothing, officials theorized that the plane most probably went down in the Indian Ocean. The plane wing will be brought to a laboratory in Toulouse, France, for analysis. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Crude oil futures closed lower today. Oil was down 27 cents a barrel to end the session at $48.52 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.